vehicle fire and the cleanup. I still see two fire trucks, a lot going on there. On the Outer Loop side, coming through Greenbelt to Beltsville College Park, very slow to check out all the activity. It was hard to miss it. DC 295, south and northbound, both jammed solid. Northbound from the Beltway, southbound as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, all to go across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. We had a car fire on the freeway as well, so that's been kind of our third problem this morning. Three vehicle fires. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel near the exit for the 14th Street Bridge. You should still see some of that activity, but lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some showers in for the afternoon commute. Maybe a thunderstorm, 58. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy down to 53. Outside the Beltway, a little bit cooler. Tomorrow, windy. You'll notice that. And a few showers, thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, more seasonable, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Manassas, 43 in Frederick, 45 degrees in Washington. What's next for teachers in Oklahoma and Kentucky after massive walkouts yesterday? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Joining us in an hour at 8:05 will be Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke. We're going to talk to him about what's left on the agenda. They only have a couple more days to wrap everything up in Maryland. We'll see how they're doing, what's left. At 8:35, Steve Moore is with us. We'll discuss the tariff back and forth that's going on with China and how trade concerns are hitting our markets. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Joining us right now, Mark Krikorian, a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues. And he served as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. We always are glad to have him here. Mark, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So let's talk about, you know, one of the big news stories this week is this caravan of some 1,200 or so migrants who are coming mostly from Honduras to the United States. And the president has been very upset about this, tweeting about it several times. And both he and members of the Border Patrol have blamed catch and release in the United States as part of the problem here. As in, as soon as they get here, we catch them, we set up deportation proceedings, we release them, and then they may never show up again for court, but they're released into the United States. Can you detail what this policy is, and why can't the president just change it today?
The president can change to some degree. In other words, given the resources he has, the amount of money he has for detention space, he can make some decisions. And in fact, this administration, obviously, is trying to detain more people than the Obama administration did. The problem is money. Because detention beds, whether it's something owned by the government or contracted out by the government, or maybe a local or county jail where they pay to use space, it all costs money. And what happened is in this latest budget bill, Congress appropriated less money for detention than is currently being used. In other words, Congress paid for less detention space than is currently being used today. So, you know, if the administration has no money to hold people,
right,
they have no choice but to release people they catch. It's Congress that has passed a catch-and-release budget.
But, Mark, I'm sure there are people who are yelling at their radio right now, who cares about detention? Why not just deport them?
Well, the problem is that you can do that with Mexicans. Because if we catch people who are Mexican at the border, the Mexican government actually doesn't put up a lot of fuss about taking them back. The problem is, what about people who are Central American? The Mexicans quite plausibly say, look, they may have passed through our country, but they're not our citizens. We're not taking them back. And so you need to hold on to them while you do whatever paperwork is necessary, at the very least. And that assumes they haven't claimed political asylum, which requires you to then make at least some kind of determination, all of which takes time. And you got to hold them, because if you let them go while you do that, like you said, they disappear.
Mark, can the president just declare an emergency? I mean, how is this not an invasion? 1,200 people is an invasion. Just declare it an emergency put the troops along the border. And I don't know if they can do anything if they put the troops along the border.
The president does have authority to declare an immigration emergency. It's not clear what specific things come from that, but they have emergency plans for when And if huge numbers of people, you know, all at once in some kind of like this in caravan cross over the border, or if, say, there's a whole bunch of people coming by boat, say, from Cuba. But the basic problem, I think, here is our political asylum or our asylum system, because we allow, say, a Central American or anybody, Asian, African, European, whatever it is, who comes through Mexico, we let them apply for asylum and then go through the various steps that we go through, when in fact, Mexico has its own asylum system. And international law does require you to take into consideration an asylum application, even if the person's an illegal alien. But with this caveat, they have to have come directly from the country where they were being persecuted. If you're Central American, or frankly, Chinese or Congolese or anything else, if you cross through Mexico, you are obliged to have applied for asylum in Mexico. They have an asylum system there. They give asylum to people every year, but people who are coming, basically, you know, they want a place where there's more jobs. That's not asylum anymore. That's just regular economic immigration.
And, Mark, this has also all spurred the president to declare that there is no more DACA deal, that deal that he made to offer 1.8 million people a pathway to citizenship is off the table. What did you make of that, and are you encouraged by it?
Well, I mean, I think he was just stating the obvious. The White House, I think, overestimated how willing or how interested the Democrats were in fixing the problem of the people with DACA, these people who grew up here as illegal immigrants and came as kids. The Democrats have been using those young people for years now as a marketing gimmick for a bigger amnesty. So they could point to, say, a young man. They say, look, here's young Juan. He's lived here since he was 9 months old. He doesn't speak any Spanish. He's never stepped foot in Mexico since his family brought him here. He's a valedictorian, and he loves America so much, his heart is set on joining the Marine Corps. Therefore, 12 million illegal aliens should be given amnesty. That was the whole point, and they're still using it in that way, rather than what the administration and the Republicans wanted to do, which was fix the narrow problem of this unique sliver of the illegal population.
Yeah, but otherwise, and their propaganda would be defanged by that verdict,
exactly,
by that act. So, you know, one of the other ways that the president's really pushed to have a border bill passed, because a lot of this gets frozen up in the Senate, is he'd like to see the Senate go nuclear, as in get rid of the legislative filibuster. But as you look at as you survey the environment, even if the Senate got rid of the legislative filibuster, could the president get 51 Republicans together to agree on an immigration bill?
It would be easier, or it would be a somewhat better bill than they could come up with, but, you know, probably not, because a lot of the Republicans, for instance, guys like Jeff Flake or John McCain, are basically in agreement, if not even more extreme, than the Democrats on immigration. So, I mean, personally, as a citizen, I think that filibuster rule really should go away. I think it's unconstitutional. But it wouldn't necessarily automatically translate into the Congress approving the president's agenda.
So basically, we are going to sit here and watch these people roll into the United States, walk in. They're all going to claim asylum because they're fleeing the horrible conditions in Honduras, both economic and, they're saying, crime. We will then pay to process them. We will pay to take them wherever they want to go in the United States. And then in 4 years from now, we're going to hope they show up for their hearings.
That's the worst case scenario. But this is an opportunity for the president to try to communicate that this is not something we're going to tolerate. And so, you know, one thing you might be able to do is set up tent city where these people, if they come across, they're detained immediately. So they never get more than a mile from the border. Use, if necessary, Defense Department funds for
that.
That's what we did 20 plus years ago when a lot of Cubans and Haitians came.
Yes.
We built a tent city in Guantanamo. So it can be stopped. This is a test and an opportunity for the administration to show that it's not all bluster, that there really is something behind
right.
their talk.
All right, Mark Krikorian, thanks as always. Appreciate your insight. More than a few voters are going to watch how the president handles all of this.
Thanks, Mark.
It's 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway. Holy cow. It was a fully engulfed van fire. They stopped all traffic for a while. Beltway College Park area. However, the progress now with the flames extinguished and now the remnants here, they have two lanes of the Beltway reopened on the inner loop, passing Route 1, past the exit near where the IKEA is, so stay to the far left to get you on by. With delays as you come out of Silver Spring near New Hampshire Avenue and off of 95 is expected here out of Calverton. Everyone had been stopped while they dealt with the vehicle fire, but again, two lanes of the Beltway inner loop get by. Outer loop, you saw all the activity, and you can still see the activity, so that's why we're rubbernecking to get you around through Greenbelt and Beltsville. On 270, no such drama. Through Urbana, Hyattstown, Volume, Clarksburg to Gaithersburg, slow. We're quiet across the Legion Bridge, Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road, but really need to get ready for the DC 295 trip this morning. Double your time, at least, each direction to get across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. We had an earlier vehicle fire near the 14th Street Bridge, which is now resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today there'll be considerable cloudiness. Occasional rain showers this afternoon, thunder possible, a high of 58 degrees. Tonight, showers will be early, then partly cloudy overnight, a low of 53. Tomorrow, windy showers and thunder showers in the morning will give way to partly cloudy skies late, a high of 63. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 44, 717 on WMAL.
Jill McCabe is in the news. She wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post defending her husband and also herself because, remember, she decided to run for office in Virginia. And that wound up being tied up with the Clinton emails.
That's right.
And so it wound up being a problem because Terry McAuliffe
was involved, to Hillary.
Right, very close to Hillary. And he gave money to her campaign. And so she broke her silence yesterday. In this opinion piece for the Washington Post, she says that the president and others spread destructive lies about her to vilify her and her husband in the months leading up to her husband's dismissal.
Yep.
She claims that to have my personal reputation and integrity and those of my family attacked this way is beyond horrible. It feels awful every day. It keeps me up at night. And she claims that she was recruited to run. She said she's an ER physician. And she said that in 2014, an entourage of politicians came through the ER and a reporter asked her about Medicaid expansions and how Medicaid expansions would affect her patients. And she said, she answered the questions talked about, and she didn't think anything about it until a year later. She got a voicemail asking if she would be interested in running for the state Senate.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, she and Andrew talked about it. They laughed about it. And then a couple days later, she got another call from Clark Mercer, who was chief of staff to, at the time, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, asking me to, you know, speak to Ralph about this. Ralph Northam, pediatric neurologist. So she said she spoke with him. She was moved by his story about how he used his medical background to advocate for the needs of children, for the needs of the children he served. So they discussed this and they decided to go with it. But she right. said before they did, they consulted with the ethics experts at the FBI. And they committed to follow their advice. She said that her husband kept himself separate from her campaign. He didn't go door-to-door knocking with her and the kids. He right. wouldn't even drive them to do that. He never, he could have attended fundraisers for her. Never did.
Yeah. So here are the issues.
Mm-hmm.
He did appear in campaign literature. There's a picture of him in a campaign mailer. He was a part of that.
Is that the one where he's wearing her T-shirt?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, that was apparently, she said, that came from, he put on a campaign T-shirt so we could take a family picture and share it with my proud parents.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. It was included in a campaign mailer. So there's a little bit of kind of glossing over the specifics in this. Now, I want to give a cheer for Jill McCabe in one way. I want my wife to always irrationally defend me in public, no matter what happens. I want her to be my biggest defender, and if it's necessary, lie entirely about what I did, okay? Just so let me get that out of the way. But the other side of this is that she's glossing over the specifics. The campaign did include a picture of him as a part of the family. He was in campaign mailer. Also, She accepted this money from Terry McAuliffe. He did end up being a part of overseeing Hillary Clinton investigations, despite the fact that he claims, well, during the campaign I didn't, but it was only after the campaign. I don't know, if some dude gave my wife $500,000, I might feel a little beholden to him in the future. So there is sort of a standing conflict of interest there. And then Andrew McCabe was fired, not for these things as far as we know. It was for lying to the FBI. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, according to Jim Jordan and some members of Congress. All of that sort of glossed over here in her saying that her husband is subject to these destructive lies and that there's this attempt to vilify him. Her husband's in a big mess of problems for a whole bunch of reasons that she does not enumerate in this op-ed.
Yeah, and that's not, I'm sure, was not the purpose of the op-ed. The purpose, you know, obviously, yeah, was to talk about her life and how I did everything I was supposed to do.
And to kind of make you feel bad for him, you know?
Right, and she's also talking about, she said, you know, I was recruited after making a statement about the importance of Medicaid. That decision, plus some twisted reporting and presidential tweets, ended up costing my husband his job and our family a significant twisted portion of his pension.
Well, that's the key. Don't get it twisted. 722 on WMAL.
Appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, those missing or damaged teeth can keep you from a whole bunch of things in your life. The foods you love, your job, your relationships, all of it. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff creates that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment that can save you. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day with their unique full mouth dental implant system. What sets them apart is obviously their experience, because Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire DC area. This is a very competent doctor. And I like the guy. I deal with him all the time. Cascades makes your comfort a priority with full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist right in-house. And they offer that great 10-year guarantee on their work. It's good. See Cascades' incredible success stories by going to cascadesdental.com. Check out the videos. You'll be impressed. And then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
There's hope for those suffering with depression. Oftentimes, medication and talk therapy are not enough. Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Therapy is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and effective treatment for depression.
One of the people we saw had been on a multitude of medications. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, with a new location, now open in Fredericksburg.
I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Ultrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Windowman can.
Financing terms through Enterbank USA and with approved credit, cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All lanes have been reopened, Vince, on the Beltway, College Park. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. All right, it was a full engulfed van fire, had everybody shut down here on the inner loop past Route 1 near the IKEA, but now it's all contained over to the right shoulder. Fire trucks have left. So now we're moving along, but it's inching, as you can imagine, when everyone had been stopped. So if you're coming around out of Silver Spring, expect that volume, and off of 95 out of Calverton. That's the scoop on that stretch at 95 in the Beltway. The Virginia scoop is Dale City to Woodbridge, Lorton and Newington, with travel lanes open, and now Springfield heading toward Annandale. We're quiet over near Tyson's. It's a good trip right there on that stretch of the Beltway. We've been very busy through town. Also, we had a vehicle fire as theme this morning here. Westbound side of the freeway approaching the 14th Street Bridge. That's been resolved, but 295 got hit hard. Again, like I said before, at least double your time or your commute heading north and southbound 295 to the 11th Street Bridge. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit milder today on a southeast breeze and some rain showers coming in for the afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll get up to about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 44 degrees in the nation's capital, 727 on WMAL. D.C. police need your help tracking down a pair of suspects who attacked a woman for being a Trump supporter. That's the woman's tale.
Sounds reasonable.
Her name is Maricela. She's 29 years old. She was at Surfside. That's on N Street near DuPont Circle in Northwest. Surfside, a little sandwich shop. She was there. It was late at night. It was around 1 a.m. on March 16th. Fox 5 had the report on this. And it was interesting because she says that she overheard three people talking about politics, two women and a man. And she got involved in their conversation. And for whatever reason, at some point, she has her cell phone out and she's like videoing them. So it must have gotten heated. But she said something to the effect of, quote, "I'm a Trump supporter. I stood by my views," she told Fox 5. "And then they called me a racist and then they started attacking me." And you can see in the video, she has her cell phone raised, that one of the women actually reached out to like either slap her or grab the phone. And she claims it was at that point that she got physically attacked by these women. The two women attacked her. She claims that her injuries include that she's bruising all over her body. She has a black eye. Blood vessels in her eye actually burst, from the attack. She has a fractured finger and bruises everywhere, all over her body. So D.C. police today asking for help tracking down the two suspected assailants. There's video of them, and they're hoping people can help them find them.
See, this is the whole thing. This is the danger that the left has cultivated with this idea of hate speech. And if someone is saying something that you think deem hateful, that you have the right to physically attack them. And it was allowed to go on unabated for too long. And now this is what happens on a daily basis. Yeah, you see this all the time.
And this happened weeks ago, and we're only just finding out about it now. 729 on WMAL.
Did you know the worst mistake sellers make in the spring real estate market is to be priced too high? Hi, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our lower commission model allows you to be priced correctly without having to overprice just to cover a higher commission. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
You know that look on your face when you turn the news on and you feel like you're like, I can't believe they're saying this. Your mouth is just agape. Well, that's what the Easter Bunny looked like yesterday at the White House Easter egg roll. We'll tell you all about the hilarity of that mask and everything else that happened there. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Today's the first day back in class for students at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County, exactly 2 weeks after one of their classmates came to school, shot two other students, then killed himself. In the days since the shooting, students have mourned the loss of Jalen Willey, who died 2 days after being shot. It's day six of the student sit-in protest at Howard University's administration building, but one of the organizers says they hope that today will be the final negotiating session with school administrators as the students press a list of demands, including the resignation of the school president. D.C. police have released photos of two women they're looking for as persons of interest in an attack on a woman at a downtown restaurant last month. The 29-year-old victim says two women attacked her after she told them she was a Donald Trump supporter. The Trump administration says it is amenable to a White House meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. That raises the prospect of the Russian president's first Washington visit in more than a decade. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the White House is among a number of potential venues. Well, winter doesn't seem to be willing to leave quietly in some parts of the country.
It's April, and snow is still falling in parts of the country, like Wisconsin, Ohio, New Jersey, and Minnesota. And resident Melissa Ringstad says she's ready for spring.
I had to get my boots from downstairs, actually. I thought I was done with the whole boot thing.
Monday was the eighth most snowy April day in New York City's history, as nearly 5 inches fell in Central Park in the morning. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,644, the NASDAQ at 68,70. Sports sponsored by Account Temps. The college basketball title goes to Villanova. Bryce Harper homers again as the Nats win their fourth straight. The O's lose in Houston. The Caps beat St. Louis, and the Wizards take on the Rockets tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
When you can use help closing your books and need additional staff, it's time to call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis, and fast. Call today. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money, and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-254-1333 now to get your free CD. Call 800-254-1333 now, and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-254-1333. That's 800-254-1333. Call now.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%, and the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Maryland Beltway, where travel lanes now are all open on the inner loop as you pass Route 1 near the IKEA College Park area. All lanes get by remnants of the vehicle fire over to the right shoulder. We have an unusual delay here coming around from Silver Spring on the Beltway and off of 95 almost back to the ICC. ICC Internet County Connector, separate problem. Eastbound crash had been near New Hampshire Avenue. That was over to the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway bogging down through the Laurel and of changes. 198 down past 196. Had the fender bender there. On 270, it's been about the volume. Crossing the Legion Bridge, we're okay each direction. Heading to the Wilson Bridge back before St. Barnabas Road. It's been a tough go onto the freeway, heading in toward Virginia from an earlier car fire there, which has really put the pressure on DC 295. Absolutely jammed solid each direction to the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit milder today on a southeast breeze and some rain showers. Hours coming in for the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll get up to about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Gainesville, 41 in Germantown, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, Tuesday morning, 7:37. Joining us at 8:05, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke will be with us. We'll find out what's left for the General Assembly to resolve in the next couple of days. And at 8:35, it's Steve Moore. We'll talk tariffs and also what's happening to the markets with these trade concerns really hammering the markets. It's a roller coaster. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
All right, the White House Easter egg roll was yesterday. It's a tradition that dates back to 1878. President Rutherford B. Hayes kicked it off. Good old Rutherford.
Wow.
The Easter egg roll. So it was happening yesterday at the White House, and it was very festive, and all the kids showed up, and they were all rolling Easter eggs around on the lawn and having a great time. And that's always cool to do. It's always neat to see the people who get to actually go. It's a very coveted opportunity to bring your child to the White House and participate in the Easter egg roll. And the president was out there, as he often is. And I was sort of amused because there's a portion where the president sort of addresses everybody and Melania's standing next to him. But also standing immediately to his left is the Easter Bunny. And remember, it was like in prior years, Sean Spicer had done it at one point. Sean Spicer addresses the Easter Bunny. I don't think Sean's ever going to be able to live that down. That's like forever going to be a part of his resume. Like his New York Times obit's going to include that he played the Easter Bunny at the White House. But the Easter Bunny costume that they have at the White House is hilarious because they've got this Easter Bunny and he has like these wireframe glasses, like circle glasses, and his eyes are wide open and his mouth is in the shape of like an O, like he's completely shocked
right.
by everything he's seeing. Like he just, like he just was handed the bill. Like, he's stunned. So anyway, he's standing, and he's, like, kind of lifeless next to the president as the president's delivering this cheerful speech. But here are some of the president's remarks from yesterday, and he used that White House Easter egg roll, as he often does literally every other event, to talk about the things he wants to talk about, like the economy and the military.
This is a special year. Our country is doing great. You look at the economy, you look at what's happening. Nothing's ever easy, but we have never had an economy like we have right now, and we're going to make it bigger and better and stronger. Our military is now at a level, will soon be at a level that it's never been before. It's you see what's happening, and you see what's happening with funding. The funding of our military was so important, and so many military people are with us today. So Just think of $700 million, because that's all going into our military this
million,
year.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you all for being here. The band, unbelievable. I love you people. I hear them a lot. They're as talented as anybody and any players anywhere. So thank you very much. And now I'm going to come down, and we're going to watch this roll. Thank you all, and have a great time. Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. As the Easter Bunny stands there just shocked. Like, he's like, wow, the economy really is doing well. $700 billion? I can't even imagine.
When the president talked about the band, I get the feeling, and again, maybe wrong, I just think he really genuinely enjoys the trappings. Like, he loves the military band.
Well,
he loves the military. He loves that, those traditions.
I presume, I didn't see which, I assume it was the president's own, and they're a Marine Corps band, and they are very talented. So he's happy to be around them, and I would be too. They're pretty good. Jim Acosta was there. They let him on the lawn. And he wasn't rolling Easter eggs, despite what you may think. He was not participating in the Easter egg roll. No, Jim Acosta was roped off. They tried to keep him separated. But to no avail, he still was able to shout questions at the president as he was coloring with the children.
Mr. President, what about the DACA kids? Should they worry about what's going to happen to them, sir?
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame. It should have never happened.
Yeah, it should have never happened. And then Jim Acosta kept shouting at him to no avail. He got no more answers out of the president.
I just love that the band started up right as the president was done. The band starts up, and he keeps shouting, and the band's playing, and they just literally played Jim Acosta right off the stage.
It does tickle me, though, to watch Jim Acosta shout a question and to normally not get an answer, and he's just, like, so frustrated. He's, like, stomping. He's, like, so frustrated that nobody's answering his questions. And then here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders reading the Easter story. It turns out Easter has a point. Sarah Huckabee Sanders shares it.
After supper, they went to a garden to pray, but the men who didn't like Jesus sent soldiers to arrest him. Jesus was taken away, and his disciples were very sad, but Jesus had told them that he would be back after 3 days.
She shows the kids the book.
And on the third day, women went to Jesus, and the tomb was open, and Jesus was not there. That night, Jesus' disciples were in a locked room, and suddenly Jesus was there, and he was alive and well.
All right, so she's reading the Easter story to the kids. Now, one would think that, okay, this would seem pretty routine, right? Like, you should read the Easter story at the Easter egg roll. It actually makes perfect sense for that to happen, to tell people why Easter is going on in the first place. There are actually people who were critical of this.
I'm sure there were.
Can you imagine America in 2018? People raising questions about the separation of church and state?
I have a bigger question. I think a lot of people want to know. The Easter egg roll, which I've never seen before, you roll an egg, and I guess Rutherford B. Hayes was quite a very good egg roller. Are they?
It's quite good.
Are they hard boiled?
These are, I think they're wooden eggs. I'm not certain.
Wooden eggs? They're not real eggs?
I think they rolled them. I don't know.
Mary, I think
you're getting
that
into granular details that I have not participated in.
That is far more of a news story than Sarah Huckabee Sanders reading the meaning of Easter.
They're rolling with a spoon or something.
I'm sorry.
They're just rolling them, Mary.
They're just hanging out
on the White House. Will you stop asking questions?
Sorry.
743 on WMAO.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Vince is furiously looking up how to hold an egg roll. I have to tell you, I am sleeping so much better. It's because my husband and I got a new mattress. We finally replaced the mattress. There was a little valley in it. We didn't even realize there was a valley in it until we got our new mattress from Mattress Warehouse. It is amazing what a good night's sleep can do for you. You know, I get up earlier than most of you. I get it up at just ridiculous hour. So you have to be well-rested. I have to get the few hours of sleep that I get. They have to count. With Bed Match from Mattress Warehouse, it only takes a few minutes. You find the right mattress for your body type, your sleeping position, a mattress that will conform to and support your body. So instead of waking up sore and tired, you wake up feeling refreshed and healthy. And right now, you can save big at Mattress Warehouse. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 a month. And this week only, save up to 50% on Tempur-Pedic with the floor model closeout event. And Mattress Warehouse has the largest selection of Stearns and Foster. Come in now, save an additional 10%. So that's 50%. Come in now, save an additional 10%. And while you're there, get bed matched. Only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you.
Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Witten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
All right, I solved it. We're ordering egg rolls right now. I just ordered them. 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm in. All right. Let's catch you around the Maryland Beltway. It has been a difficult hour. We had an earlier van fire that stopped all traffic on the Interloop in College Park. Now traffic's been released. Remnants of the vehicle fire over to the shoulder. So they really did some quick work here to release all that traffic. But coming around from University Boulevard, past Route 1 near the IKEA, that's where we're in that solid lineup. And the same story with 95 out of Calverton, just past the ICC. Just get ready for that. I don't want you to get caught off guard as you're up at speed coming out of Bethesda and out of North Laurel. Now on 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown slowing, Clarksburg off and on into Gaithersburg and Rockville. That had a lot of volume getting back to the action this morning. On the Beltway, Virginia, Springfield to Annandale, and again now from the toll road to the Legion Bridge, pretty solid lineup. For 395, as you come off the Beltway, I'm seeing very little break to the 14th Street Bridge. If you were checking out the earlier car fire activity that was on the opposite side, freeway to the 14th Street Bridge, that's been taken care of, but 295 solid to get into town each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winning this morning, but no rain yet. Showers will be in the forecast. And as we get through the next couple of days, we'll get temperatures back to normal, which is the low 60s. Today, 58. Showers this afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Some showers early tonight, then partly cloudy, down to 53. Beltway a little bit cooler if you go outside. And then we'll go up to 63 tomorrow. Gusty south-southwesterly wind. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 44 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Fuel your hustle at Dunkin' with any size iced coffee for $2 after 12 p.m. Sip smooth with our signature original blend or go bold with a rich iced dark roast. America runs on Dunkin', excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, the Environmental Protection Agency has made a big change, actually, to an Obama-era rule that would have regulated how many miles per gallon your SUV should get in 2025. I mean, quite explicitly, they've changed it to that no longer will it require a 50-mile-per-gallon average fuel economy by 2025. So essentially all like cars and light trucks would have to have been 50 miles a gallon by that time. That's according to the Obama administration rules. Scott Pruitt got rid of those. He announced them yesterday and in a series of tweets. He said the following: the previous administration's determination was wrong. Obama's EPA cut the midterm evaluation process short with politically charged expediency, made assumptions about the standards that didn't comport with reality, and set the standards too high. Cooperative federalism doesn't mean one state can dictate standards for the rest of the country. And he's referring to California here. EPA will set a national standard for GHG emissions that allows auto manufacturers to make cars people want and can afford while still expanding environmental and safety benefits of newer cars. This seems like a good move. This idea of basically not mandating that every light truck, for instance, get to 50 miles a gallon by 2025, and instead letting the market dictate that. People want high-powered vehicles, but they also want high fuel efficiency to the extent that they can buy it. The market will continue to push companies towards higher fuel efficiency because customers actually want that. Compelling this at the governmental level, at the agency level, I don't think so. Not for it. And Scott Pruitt's not for it, and he just got rid of it.
Well, there's also a safety issue involved in this. These are called CAFE standards,
yeah.
Corporate Average Fuel Economy. They're known as CAFE standards, and several studies have been done. A study was done in 2000 by the guy who's the president of Science Serving Society in Michigan. Anyway, they found that adding a passenger to one of two identical cars involved in a two-car frontal crash will reduce the driver fatality risk by 7.5%. They say because cars now weigh less. There was a study done by the Brookings Institute. They found the weight of the average American automobile has been reduced 23% since 1974, and the number of people dying in crashes has gone up. So you see the weight's going down.
Yeah, there's a lot of smaller cars out there.
Depending on which study you choose, the total ranges from 41,600 to 125,000. Add that to that figure, we can add between 352,000 and 624 people who have suffered serious injury, including being crippled for life because the cars are lighter now.
Also, weird thing here, California gets to set its own fuel standards. And the reason for that, the EPA has given that state a waiver. Scott Pruitt's thinking about getting rid of that waiver. California is not happy. 750 on WMAL.
I listen to you every day.
Just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So you made the decision to sell your home. Now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. I recommend you call Frank Prindle of Linton Hall Realtors. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold so much faster and for more money than the average local agent. Consider Carolyn's story. With both of her parents deceased, she was tasked with selling their now empty home in as-is condition. Unsure of her options and needing an agent she could depend upon, she heard about Frank Prindle, and she knew right away Frank was the right agent. And within 3 weeks, Frank sold that home as is, and for an astounding $75,000 over list price. Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of April 2nd, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
7:53 now, time to check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Stock futures are pointing to a positive open after yesterday's big sell-off. All three major indexes are now negative for the year. Spotify is making its debut on the New York Stock Exchange today. The music streaming service is using a direct listing instead of an initial public offering. That allows existing investors to directly sell their shares to the public. The New York Stock Exchange has set the reference price for Spotify at $132. The Justice Department is seeking permission to participate in opioid settlement talks. At least 433 opioid-related lawsuits have been brought by states and local governments against drug makers and distributors. In Monday's brief, the Justice Department said the federal government could provide information to assist in crafting a settlement. Overstock.com pulled its second stock offering yesterday, citing market volatility. Overstock shares closed down 9.4%. And on this date in 1998, the Dow climbed above 9,000 for the very first time. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can have voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 5/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid cleaning carpet. Hadid carpet cleaning traffic center.
All right. Thank you, Vince. Boy, it has been a tricky morning. We've had three different car fires, one in Virginia, one in D.C., one in Maryland. Now, the one in the district that happened earlier this morning, westbound freeway heading toward the outbound 14th Street Bridge, that's been cleared for a while, but it's given us huge backups coming off of the freeway and off of 295. I've been talking about this, it seems like, for the entire rush hour. Now, the 295 northbound backup from the Beltway is extending into Virginia. I've had callers say, I'm on the Beltway and normally don't have any delays leaving Alexandria toward the Wilson Bridge. Looks like it's all those far right local lanes bunched up to get to DC 295. Even if that's not your exit, you have to wait to get past that. That's why everyone's going north on 295 and again into town across the 11th Street Bridge. A lot of extra time needed for you this morning. On the Interloop side, back near St. Barnabas Road for your backups, again, all 295 north, Suitland Parkway's bunched up. Freeway still slows past the 3rd Street Tunnel, but lanes open. College Park on the Beltway. Vehicle fire has been extinguished and taken care of. All lanes released on the inner loop at Route 1, but watch for big delays still through Silver Spring and off of 95. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. Again, that's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit milder today on a southeast breeze and some rain showers coming in for the afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll get up to about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:57 on WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now at MGM National Harbor, you can scratch it rich and win big with great prizes like a new laptop, tablet, dining or spa experience, free play, and more. So, with up to $7 million in prizes, what are you waiting for? Now until May 27th, simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke. We'll talk to him about what they have left in the General Assembly that they have to resolve this week.
And are we in a trade war with China, or are we about to be? And what is the lasting impact on our economy? All of that with Steve Moore, who joins us in the next hour. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump hosts leaders from three smaller but strategically located nations today. And concern over Russia will be topic one on the agenda.
Presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are coming to see Mr. Trump and ask for more military commitment, perhaps in terms of dollars, from the United States in the face of Russia's efforts to expand its influence in Eastern Europe. The Baltic leaders will have a working lunch with the president and a joint news conference. They are seeking to become part of NATO's missile shield system as a deterrent to Moscow's new claims of a missile that can't be shot down. President Trump himself is taking a hard line on the Putin government lately, following the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Great Britain. At the same time, aides are expecting a Trump-Putin meeting at some point, perhaps right here. At the White House, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. police are looking for two women accused of attacking a third woman at a downtown Washington restaurant last month when that woman mentioned to them that she supports Donald Trump. It happened, police say, around 1 a.m. on March 16th at the Surfside restaurant on N Street near DuPont Circle. Police say the 29-year-old victim overheard a conversation the two female suspects were having with a male friend when she interjected that she was a Trump supporter. She says that's when they called her a racist name and attacked her. It's back to school today for students at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County for the first time since the shooting 2 weeks ago that left two students dead and one injured. A teenager came to school that day, shot two classmates, then took his own life. In the days since then, students have mourned the loss of Jalen Willie. She died as a result of that attack. Her funeral was last week. The effects of the recession and sequestration are still being felt in the D.C. region's commercial construction rates.
Compared to last year, there was a slight decline, but we're still seeing slow but steady growth.
Commercial construction rates right now, though, are half of what they were before the recession, says John Kent of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
Compared to, say, 10 years ago, when there was a big ramp up of federal spending and employment, we're pretty far off from that.
As you might expect, retail building is continuing a steady decline, while offices and industrial spaces top the list.
D.C. area is actually a national leader in data center and tech industry strength. We have.
But they aren't great job creators, often just a handful in each facility. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tens of thousands of teachers walked out yesterday in Oklahoma and Kentucky.
Oklahoma lawmakers last week approved an emergency pay increase of more than $6,000 for its teachers. The Oklahoma Education Association says that's a good start for a state that's in the bottom three for teacher salaries. Oklahoma teachers have also complained there aren't enough textbooks per child, and some of the ones they do have are 20 years old. Others have said there aren't enough chairs per student, and the ones they have are mostly broken. Kentucky educators also went to their state capitol, furious with lawmakers over a pension reform bill. These protests and a rally in Arizona last week are inspired by a successful teacher strike in West Virginia in March.
Correspondent Natasha Chen. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,644, the NASDAQ at 68,70. Sports.
For the second time in 3 years, Nova is number one. Villanova, your 2018 national champion.
Kevin Kugler with the final call on Westwood One Sports as the Wildcats beat Michigan. Baseball, the Nats improved to 4-0 with a win over Atlanta. The O's lose in Houston. The Caps win, and the Wizards take on the Rockets tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We're having so much fun with
with this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
You know when you go somewhere and the service is just excellent? When you're just going about your daily routine, doesn't it make a difference when you encounter people who enjoy what they do, take pride in a job well done? Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and as a listener, you're probably familiar with my weight loss journey. Well, it's been 1 year since graduating EMP 180 Weight Loss and keeping the weight off, and I owe so much of my success to their amazing staff. The team at EMP 180 have supported me throughout. They've celebrated every win. They've advised me through the occasional slip-up. With EMP 180, you're never alone. They devise a plan specifically for you and your lifestyle because they understand that one size doesn't fit all. I'm so fortunate to have found EMP 180 Weight Loss, experienced their program firsthand, and received the ongoing service and support from a team that loves what they do. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180WeightLoss.com. That's EMP180WeightLoss.com or call 855-888-0180.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Great Falls, Virginia. We're moving again here. The earlier crash had been on the Georgetown Pike 193 at Walker Road. That's gone, so you're getting through there a little bit better now. Route 7, no problems to report here as you push past that area of 193 and up toward the toll road and the Beltway. On the Beltway in Annandale, volume again, toll road to the Legion Bridge, to the Wilson Bridge, delays in each direction. Now our normal morning volume back before St. Barnabas Road, not so normal coming through Alexandria on the